Welcome to Speed Vector, the podcast dedicated to the art, risk, and obsession of speed flying. I'm your host, Victor Garcia, speed flyer, skydiver, cinematographer, Navy veteran, and full-time gravity junkie. Every week, we dive into the lines we fly, the gear we trust, and the stories that push us past the ridge and into the void. Whether you're just learning to launch or chasing the perfect line, this is where speed flyers come to connect, learn, and stoke the fire. This is Speed Vector. What is up, Sky Fam? It's Friday, and I'm starting a new trend here. I'm calling it Full Send Fridays. I've been having a lot of guests on lately, which is cool. I love doing that. And that's definitely the direction that I want to go. But there's also a part of me that just likes to talk into the mic without having a conversation. So I'm just going to talk to myself into a mic on Fridays. And we're going to call it Full Send Fridays. My thought with this is basically just a way to kind of go over, you know, recent shows, coming events in the sport, talk about gear I'm using or gear that I've tried recently that I really like or gear that I have a lot of experience with that I really like. Maybe get into some stories. I don't know. Maybe I'll have some guests on Full Send Fridays. Just want to make it a little bit looser, a little bit less formal. Not that the other shows with guests have been formal necessarily. I mean, maybe some more than others. Just depends on who I was talking to and what we were talking about. But, you know, to me, this is easy, right? Because I'm just a passionate dude about speed flying, and I'm talking to pilots that are also passionate about speed flying. And it's just like, it doesn't take a lot of mental effort. You know, I'm not a Joe Rogan talking to a myriad of people from disciplines that he's not familiar with, you know, and they're experts in those, you know, subject matter experts in their own field, but Rogan's not. You know, I imagine doing stuff like that would take a lot more effort. And it's not that I don't put an effort to this. I mean, I've definitely do some prep work when it comes to having guests on, especially if it's not people that I know personally. I've been spoiled the last couple because I know them, like Todd Higley is a mentor and good friend of mine. And then Tim and Johnny are good friends of mine. So, you know, it wasn't like I had to build rapport beforehand. I like know them really well. So it was pretty, pretty simple to just like flow with it. But then, you know, I have people on that I don't know where the first time I'm really talking to them, with the exception of, you know, Instagram messages or whatever, trying to set, you know, a time and date up, is on the show. So there's a piece of that where it's like, I'm getting to know these people as you are, you know, as the listener is, which is really interesting. And it's a good, honestly, it's a good form of like, I don't know, just learning how to conversate better. I mean, it's not that I don't know how to talk to people. It's just like, it's an exercise in talking to people and asking questions, you know, pointed and broad, and kind of just letting it flow. You know, none of these have been scripted. A couple times, you know, I've had like bullet points, stuff that like I want to ask them specifically, because from my point of view, they are subject matter experts in these specific fields. And, you know, to me, that's something I didn't want to miss. So I just wrote down, you know, little bullet points. But I would say like 98% of each show is just kind of winging it. I mean, just flowing. You know, asking some basic questions, but really just kind of seeing where the conversation goes. And I think that that's a cool way to do it. That's just my opinion, but I'm enjoying it so far. This is only episode 13, you know, so it's not like I am a pro. This is my 13th podcast. So at least as the host, I've been on a couple in the past, which you probably won't be able to find because I think most of them were behind a paywall. But I was a guest. I was not the host. It's a little different sitting on, you know, this side of the table, so to speak, than the other side. But at the end of the day, it's all fun. We're all just talking about speed flying. It's all good. A couple of upcoming events here. So anybody that's in Washington State or in the U.S. or even abroad that wants to make the trip, the third weekend of October at Air Sports Chelan is Speedfest. We talked about it a little bit on the last episode with Todd Higley. It's obviously Todd's event, and he called it a festival. I made the mistake of calling it a boogie, which he did not appreciate. I think that actually might have upset him a little bit, which I didn't know. I mean, I guess it's a skydiving term, but I feel like the lines blur sometimes. I mean, shoot, my bad, man, my bad. But yeah, Speedfest is a blast. So this year, let me look at my calendar so I don't get it wrong. It is Friday the 17th through Sunday the 19th of October 2025. Last year I went to Friday and Sunday, I believe. And Friday there was like a little like hike and fly as a group deal. And I think there was like five or six of us. There wasn't a lot. I think we got shuttled a little bit and then we hiked up to the top of Deer Mountain, had a really fun time. And then shuttles all day because the weather in Chelan in like September, October, November is perfect. I mean, you can literally fly from first light to last light. And, you know, there's no thermic activity. There's usually like very calm and consistent wind that's coming right up the face of Deer Mountain and Airport Ridge, which is a little lower. So you can't really go wrong. Saturday is like the big day. So I wasn't there Saturday, but I was told that there was like 50 speed pilots and then like another 15 or 20 paraglide pilots and just like a really good turnout. Like, and it's always like that. It's a huge turnout. There's you know, a helicopter. We talked about this in the last episode, but there's like literally helicopter lifts. So you pay like $40 or something, maybe $50, and you get, you know, a really fun helicopter ride to the top of Deer Mountain. And there's so many different lines you can fly down that. You don't have to land at the LZ of the flight park. You can actually land on the other side of the mountain where like Walmart is. It's like literally like Chelan town at that point. There's a big soccer field. That's an LZ for the other side. And it's totally legal, which is cool. I haven't flown off that side before, but I will say that, you know, it's 22 or 2300 feet vert. And then there's a shuttle that comes to pick you up over there. So, you know, it's obviously like planned. You don't have to like hitchhike back. And even if you were to walk back, which you wouldn't have to at Speedfest, it's only like a mile or two. It's not that far away. Excuse me. So Speedfest is fun. Saturday night too, there's a big party in the hangar at the drop zone. It's Todd's hangar. It's super fun. That's a good time. I've been told, like I said, missed it last year, but it was a lot of fun. Sunday is very similar to Saturday minus the party. Usually starts a little bit slower just because people, you know, stay up late at the party and, you know, do all that stuff. And then they get a little bit slower start, but that's just the participants. The employees are up and at them and ready to go. So I got there at like 6:15 in the morning and I was on the shuttle at like 6:18. I mean, it literally was like, I got out of my truck and got into the van and that was it. So, and I think I ripped like 15 laps that day. And I only stopped because I was tired. I probably could have done 30. Yeah. If you're in the vicinity or you are willing to travel, I would say Speedfest is probably worth it. And by probably, I mean, it's worth it. Like, you definitely want to come to Speedfest if you are able. What's beyond that? So I am organizing a hike and fly a-thon. What is a hike and fly a-thon? It is basically a set amount of time on a set course. You start in the LZ at, you know, minute zero. The clock starts, let's just say 8 a.m. for reference. You hike up a trail that's marked, and when you get to the top, you get to the launch, you launch and you fly back down to the LZ. That's one lap. Repeat. Rinse and repeat. It's going to be either 2 or 4 hours long. I'm kind of leaning towards the 2 hour mark for the first iteration of this. So if it starts at 8 a.m., it ends at 10 a.m., or I'd probably have to start at 7 if we were going to do 4 hours and then, you know, go to 11. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Going to have you know, basic aid station like refreshments. So Gatorade, water, you know, some, I don't know, fizzy drinks like Sprite or Coke or, you know, whatever. Just, you know, if you ever done like a running race, like an ultra or even maybe some marathons, I'm not really sure. I feel like marathons don't really do this, but in ultra running, you know, there's aid stations every so often, and you've got like basic snacks, you know, you've got gels and pretzels and whatever, PB&Js, like whatever it is. I'm going to have one of those at the LZ. So you don't have to worry about like bringing food or water and all that crap. And then basically like say go, and we're going to have a board and we're going to keep track of how many laps each participant did. And then at the end of it all, at 10 or 11, whenever it ends, we're going to tally them up or count them all up. And then, you know, first, second, third place for both male and female, we'll get some Speed Vector swag and maybe some Air Sports Chelan swag. There will be an entrance fee just because it's not free, obviously, to hold these events. And I'm not trying to make a profit off of it necessarily, but it is going to cost something. And whether that is for Air Sports Chelan or for Speed Vector, we're figuring that out. But basically, I'm just grateful that Todd is allowing us, me, you know, to organize an event at his flight park. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of legalities and stuff that go into that. So I'm kind of just facilitating the planning and marketing of said event. I don't have a set date yet, of course. That would be very helpful. Still working on that, but it's not going to be on Speedfest weekend or Skyfest weekend, which is Friday the 3rd through Sunday the 5th. I'm looking at either Saturday or Sunday the 11th or 12th, or Saturday the 25th or Sunday the 26th, both in October. So either the second weekend or fourth weekend of October, which would then be either just a week before or a week after Speed Fest. So, week before Sky Fest and, or goodness gracious, it's either the week before or the week after Speed Fest. So yeah, I said that right the first time. Just keep your eyes open for that. Obviously, I don't have a lot of details yet because I haven't worked them out, but the plan is to organize this event for one of those two weekends. Saturday will be the main day. We'll have a fallback weather day of Sunday of both weekends. So if you're in town for Speedfest and you're hanging out for a week or whatever, please, yeah, participate. It'd be super fun. It's not going to be like astronomically expensive to enter either. You know, just, you know, basically just covering insurance and stuff and maybe some like snacks. I don't know. We'll see. But the swag will be there for purchase. And then first, second, and third place, both male and female, will take home some goodies in a cool little goodie bag that I have not made yet, but it will be rad. So put that on your calendar if you're in the area or if you're willing to travel. Let's see, what else do I have to talk about? So my buddies, Tim and Johnny, that I had on the show a couple weeks ago are basically now Fluid Wings dealers. So hit them up. They are starting a company called Seattle Speed Flying. They are on Instagram. They don't have any posts yet, but that is them. It's a really cool little logo. It's like a kind of a skeleton looking dude in a big, you know, launched, like just post launch torpedo position. I don't know. We have a thing for skeletons, apparently. We didn't like talk about the logos, but the Speed Vector logo is also a skeleton just like ripping a little pink speed wing. So we're the same. We're very similar people. If you didn't pick up on that from the podcast episode I did with them, they're rad dudes. But yeah, check out Seattle Speed Flying. If you're interested in Fluid Wings, they're experts, you know, especially Johnny. He's been flying the Odin now, and he's like fallen in love with that. And I think he's probably flown every wing. I'm not sure what his experience is with all of the wings, but I know that he's really close with the head of R&D for Fluid Wings. So if he doesn't know something, he will get you the answer from the source, literally the guy that designed the wings. And then Tim has been ripping on the Loki 2 for the last like month or so, and he's loving it. So he's like a really good resource to talk to if you're interested in that wing. I know that they are, or I know Tim is going to be flying the Thor here coming up pretty soon. So he'll be able to speak on that also. They, I think, are going to have a demo fleet. I don't know if they do yet. So, you know, it's worth just going on to Instagram, checking out Seattle Speed Flying, and giving them a follow and shoot them a DM if you have any questions. Beyond that, hopefully I'll be flying by Speedfest. That's kind of the goal. Maybe some small ones with some bigger wings before that. But I'm hoping to be kind of back to firing at all cylinders by the third weekend of October. If the race that I'm organizing falls in a time where I'm not ready, I won't race. If it does, then I'll probably do a couple laps and then just like help run the thing. You know, I mean, I don't know how ethical it is to participate in your own race, but you know, we're all friends, so whatever, might as well at least do a couple laps, even if I'm not on the board. It'd be kind of fun. So yeah, things are looking better. I'm actually able to walk. Been doing some lots of PT, lots of walking around, lots of hobbling around. Not quite ready to run yet, so flying small wings is probably not in the on the docket anytime soon, but looking into flying some bigger stuff and yeah, just getting back into it, man. So anyway, something else I want to do with this Full Send Friday is I want to basically answer listeners' questions. So I've been trying to figure out the best way to do this. I think maybe the Instagram for now is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. I don't have any other lines of communication on Speed Vector, at least. So if you do have any questions that you want answered on a Full Send Friday, please send them my way via DM on the Instagram. And if I don't know the answer, I'll find the answer and then I'll answer it. So if you do it early enough in the week, I will have time to do my research, talk to the right people. Or even if it's a question that I don't know, maybe I'll just have somebody on that knows, you know? So that's kind of where we're at. But anyway, short and sweet. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy Friday. I've got an episode coming out next week that I think you guys are going to like. Got to sit down with someone that's a really ripping pilot. He's also a Level Wings team pilot. Not going to reveal his name yet, but you'll see that probably early next week. Keep your eyes open. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Follow the Instagram channel if you're on Instagram. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of the other platforms, there's like 400 different platforms that you can listen to podcasts, which I did not know until recently, until I started doing the podcast and started distributing to all those places. Make sure you rate the thing. It's pretty helpful. It gets more eyes and ears on the show. It helps grow the show. It takes exactly 1 second to just give it some stars, whether it's one or five or three or whatever you want to do. I'm not telling you to, you know, give it 5 stars if you don't like it. You know, be honest. But if you do like it, give it 5. And if you really like it, then say something, like write something, you know, when it's like, would you like to write something? Just type in something. Even if it's something, like the actual word something, that's fine. Anything helps because it's kind of like the algorithm, you know. The more reviews the show gets, the more it's shown. So, and there's speed pilots out there that have never heard of this show, and they're probably like, just haven't gotten around to Googling speed flying podcast. Because if you do that, Speed Vector is going to come up because I'm the only one. So it's like pretty simple, you know, but I get it. You know, I've been the guy before that's procrastinated on Googling the thing that I'm really interested in for like a really long time. And then I Google it and I'm like, holy crap, why didn't I do this like 3 months ago when I first thought about it? But anyway, neither here nor there. Let's help get this podcast spread around more than it already has. Also, pretty cool. There's a lot of listeners across the world. I have all the data, you know, from the analytics, and I've got, you know, literally one side of the globe to the other and everything in between. I have listeners all over Europe, New Zealand, Australia, all over the US, Hawaii, and beyond. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being here. You guys make it worth it for sure. And I appreciate all the positive feedback on the DMs and stuff. It means a lot to me. It's cool because, you know, I'm not an instructor. I like to think I'm a pretty decent speed pilot, but I do have my limitations in my knowledge, in my articulation, in my skill. So my intention with this podcast, as I've said before, is just to bring on people that are way more knowledgeable than I am and then speak on things, whether it's just, you know, introducing themselves or talking about specific, super technical, little nuancy things within the sport. I'm open to all of it. So anyway, thanks so much for being here, guys. Till next time. Peace.